Hello and welcome to Quirky Parenting. It is I, your favorite nerd, Andrew, here to tell you that in this episode, we'll be talking about some alternative gift-giving ideas for your kids. So kick back, get nice and comfy, and enjoy the show. So it's about that time. We got holidays coming up.
Making our wish lists.
Checking it twice.
Well, Santa is. So I always think about when I was younger and what Christmas was. And I think about some of the things that I got that were not toys. You know, I got a lot of toys, but I don't remember a lot of those. But I do remember one year my parents got us a computer. And that was like a big, like a desktop.
Nice.
Computer. And that was especially big because we didn't even have internet or anything. So I'm pretty sure we set it up and played solitaire a lot. And the pinball game that was on it.
Oh my god, that was awesome. I love that game. The space one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was really terrible at it. And I never read like how you were actually supposed to do it. So
there's like quests. Well, like there's like missions you had to do. And then it like unlocked more things. You got more points. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, I never did that. And then every once in a while, like it would just stop moving. And I don't, like... I would try to, like, do the flippers, and the flippers wouldn't work, and I don't know. Anyway,
tangent.
Yeah, so, so that's what I think about, like, when I'm thinking about Christmas, and it's funny how nowadays there's so many, I feel like every other commercial right now on TV is for some toy that someone has to have.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just look so, like, cheap, even if they're not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, God, I mean... I'm pretty sure that it's been like this since like Tickle Me Elmo.
When I was younger, so when I was a kid, I really loved Elmo. Like even before he was like a main character on Sesame Street, Elmo was my absolute favorite. So I grew up, by the time Tickle Me Elmo came out, I was probably like, I don't know, 10 years old, 12, I don't know. But my sister was the perfect age for Tickle Me Elmo. She was like 4, 5, 6, kind of right in that general area. So my mom decides she's going to get her a Tickle Me Elmo. She spends all this time in line, looks at all the stores, finally gets one. My sister opens it on Christmas, and she could have cared less. Like, quite honestly.
I can picture her doing that, too, just being like, whatever.
Yeah, it was like, all right, she made it laugh a few times, and then she was done. And my mom was like, we should have just bought this for you. Which I was kind of like, yeah, because I really like Elmo, but no, because I'm like 12 years old.
You could have been the coolest 12-year-old there.
Yeah, totally. I'll bring my Tickle Me Elmo with me to the school dance.
Yeah. So with that, I mean, like, this podcast, like, this episode's more about not buying toys for your kids. And, like, that it's a little bit of a shell shocker for me because, like, that's, like, what I remembered as a kid was getting toys. Like, I remember getting a Super Nintendo. That was the best Christmas. The absolute best. My sister and I, we both love that thing. I still have it upstairs. It's still plugged in. Like, I love that thing. But, I mean, I digress.
Well, and here's the thing. Is a lot of, when I'm talking about, like, not giving my kid toys, you know, I'm talking about just something that you see on the shelf. It's plastic and it sings and it it's advertised for children, you know, ages 1 to 3 or whatever. So like, oh, perfect for Mac. Like, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. You educational.
Know, educational in air quotes. that's kind of what I'm like when I'm talking about not giving toys. That's what I'm talking about. But older kids, I guess with like a PlayStation or something, mm-hmm. Once you're older and you can kind of make that decision for yourself, and that's like the one thing that you really want.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different for me.
That's true.
But, you know, just in general, I don't think it's a great idea to be like, I need to shop for a 5-year-old boy. And you
get
just
him
go
an
to
iPhone
store.
7. Boom.
Definitely.
Done.
But, I mean, like, you know, you shouldn't just go to the store and, like, you know, ask the clerk, like, what's popular with 5-year-old boys?
I've totally had that happen, by the way, at air traffic when I worked there. I definitely had, like parents coming in. I was an 18-year-old kid. They came in, they asked me, what should I buy my 5-year-old? And like, literally, it's a hobby shop. So like, it's just full of all these like kites and juggling equipment and just like all these other like actually really good toys. Like they had Melissa and Doug there and like that was super popular.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things where it's like, you should get to know the kid before you're picking a toy for them. Or, you know, ask their parent what they're into. Not just, you know, don't just buy some girl a Barbie and think she's going to love it. Because what if she doesn't like Barbies? What if she's into horses and she'd much rather have a horse toy or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was putting together these gift guides that are non-toy gift guides.
So we should clarify that because, okay, like I was just talking about Melissa and Doug, and you don't think Melissa and Doug are really toys. Like, they're in this category that we're talking about. Like, we're talking more of the Tickle Me Elmos and other kind of stuff.
You know, I'm thinking of kind of the overpriced plastic singing things where, you know, the kids are just going to, for the most part, they'll play with it for, you know, a day, 2 days, and that's it. You know, a lot of the things like Melissa and Doug, they're much more, you can use them in a lot of different ways. You know, I'm thinking about things like block sets. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, like, you know, they have, like, the wooden food cutting sets. And you can use those over and over. You can use them in different ways.
Or Legos.
You know, that's the same thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you can build multiple different things. It's not just you push a button and it sings. And you push a button and it sings. And you push a button and it sings. You know, so, yeah, I don't know. There's a difference. And I know that's, it's like a super gray area.
Yeah.
I get that. Which is why I'm trying to explain. But there's a couple other things that I don't really consider toys, but I could see where people would. And, like, I'm thinking of books and board games.
Yeah.
And books, I know, they're not toys. They're not. But I can see people being like, why is this on the non-toy gift guide? That seems weird.
Yeah.
But it's not a toy. You know, and a lot of the books that, like, I was, as I was looking through books to add to these gift guides, I was looking for more high quality and educational, like, actually educational books. And just, I don't know, more fun.
Yeah. Like,
a balance of fun and educational.
Yeah.
Because that's something that you can find in a book and also in a board game. You know, there are board games that I'm thinking of, like, Candyland. That's a great game for kids. It's fun. Pretty much everyone has played Candyland at some point in their life.
I'm pretty sure it's mandatory.
I think so.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's not quite... I mean, you learn your colors, I guess. You're working on your colors. But, you know, I was looking for some other games also. And so, board games, I also don't classify as toys, necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I see that difference. Like, a board game's something you keep around. And, I mean... God knows how many toys I've had for Christmas and never saw again in my life. It's probably still in my mother's closet somewhere.
No, most likely.
But, I mean, no interest. Same thing with that Tickle Me Elmo story. You know? Same thing. It's just one and done.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like books and board games especially kind of straddle that line of, like, being something fun for kids, but also something that they can use over and over again and that they might kind of cherish a little bit more. Or, I don't know, my Little House in the Big Woods series is pretty tattered and torn, but that's because I loved it so much, you know? So, there's, I don't know.
I mean, that when a toy or anything is worn, to me, that just means that it was well-used and worth the money.
That's true.
So, that's how I look at stuff like that, at least.
Another thing that is worth the money that I have included on these holiday gift guides are experiences and memberships. And these are kind of hard because a membership to some place can be kind of expensive. But the last, let's see, for my birthday and then last year for Christmas, we got a membership from each of our families.
Yeah.
So last year we got a membership to the Children's Museum of Minnesota.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Well, we only have it's going to be closed for a few months so they can renovate. But we are, like, super excited to see what it looks like when it's completely done. But, and then we also got a membership to the Minnesota Zoo. And we asked for those.
Yeah.
You know, we, like, specifically asked our parents for memberships because they're always looking to buy us a family gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just like, you know what? We would love to have memberships to these places.
Yep.
And there's other places that as Mac grows, you know, like the Science Museum.
Yeah.
She would be totally bored there right now for the most part.
Oh, God. I mean,
or she would be causing mayhem.
Yeah. One or the other. Probably both at the same time.
Yeah, probably. Probably causing mayhem because she's bored.
Yeah.
But that's something where, you know, like, as you grow and your kids grow, you can ask for memberships to different places. That's, like, that's such a great gift. And kind of on that same tangent are experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a kid gets older, if they like horses, you can get them horse riding lessons, or even just take your niece or nephew, or, you know, whoever this child is, and take them to the movies and just do like a movie day.
Yeah.
And you can go all out. Like, that's so much fun. Like, think of you, they'd be able to remember that forever. Like, that day that my aunt took me to go see, I don't know, Trolls, that's out right now. Go see Trolls, and we had popcorn and jelly beans and gummy worms, and she got me a giant Sprite that was as big as my head. And, like, you know, you would remember that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's such a great thing to get kids and families. Yeah,
definitely. I mean, that's memory building stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So, why don't we cut about a couple of different age groups, you know, like what are, I mean, you know, we have Mac, like what, we can talk about what we're getting her, I guess.
Yeah. And Mac is a toddler now. I mean, she's a year and a half. So toddler age, I usually put from about 1 year to 3 years old. And that's going to be an age where like they're starting to understand the holidays, you know, like they're going to hear about it at school. If they watch TV, they're going to hear about the holidays on TV. And so they'll, like, kind of understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do need something for them to physically unwrap.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to enjoy doing that. So that's where I'm thinking, like, books especially are such a great gift.
Yeah.
Mac loves books. I have gotten her a bunch of books.
Oh, my God. We have so many books.
And she loves to sit and page through them. And so when I'm, like, when I was shopping for her for Christmas, I was just looking for books, mostly.
Yeah.
That's what she loves, and that's what's something that, again, she will use over and over. You know, other kids we might have, or we can pass them on to nieces and nephews. I mean, like, you can keep passing them to people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have tons of used books.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. I mean, from when both of us were children, like, our parents saved those, and, you know, Mac, she loves them.
Yeah, so books are a huge thing for toddlers. And I am thinking, I mean, you can definitely get them, like, some Melissa and Doug, like, higher quality wooden toys, something like that, something that will keep their attention. Yeah. Or, like, Duplo blocks. Those are, the bigger Legos that are, you know, the Legos they would never be able to put together. But the bigger ones, the Duplos, that's also a great gift for them.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've started to see her, like, we have a set of Duplo blocks here, and she's building them now. Like, she can actually use them. We bought them for her when she was one, but, you know, it was a little early. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, now we're finally seeing her use them, which is great. So, like, now in that toddler age, it's great.
Yeah, so in toddlers, again, is a great to buy a family gift of a membership to somewhere. And I guess I can talk about when she was a baby, too. Let's talk about buying gifts for babies.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to buy a baby something, right?
Oh, they want to buy them a teddy bear.
You know, and it's kind
that's
of like...
What, that's the go-to thing.
Yeah. And it's like, we don't need 10 million teddy bears.
Yeah.
Like, we appreciate the good thoughts. We, you know, we appreciate it. But at the same time, we don't need that many.
Yeah.
So that's why what I'm thinking about, like, I'm talking about babies, like, under a year old. Like, at Christmas time, they're under a year old. Honestly, they don't need a gift. You can give something to them. That's actually more for mom and dad. So I'm talking about stuff like onesies, sleep sacks, baby socks,
diapers,
yeah. Wipes, bottles. You know, if
they're formula,
yeah, if they're formula fed, buy a can of formula.
Yeah,
I mean, make sure that you are, you know, finding out what they use. Same with bottles, find out what kind they use. But just some necessities.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of what you need at that age, and it's always handy. Getting clothes, getting diapers, getting anything that is going to get used and worn is a great gift.
And I would say, like, diapers and wipes especially. Oh. I mean, we all know babies go through those like crazy. So that makes a great gift.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's something mom and dad are going to buy anyways, I mean, that saves them the trouble. That saves them the hassle.
You'll never have too much.
Yeah. you'll never have too much.
So as we go up in age, the next age range that I was looking at was, like, preschool age, which to me is ages 3 to 6, because right now so that's the age group that I'm working with.
This also fits pretty much into the Montessori 3-year cycle.
Yep.
So, you know, the 0 to 3, 3 to 6.
I just can't quite get out of that Montessori mindset. But so the preschool age is where they're, you know, they're especially going to need something to unwrap. So you can't necessarily just give them, like, experiences and stuff yet. They're going to want something physical to unwrap, and they're going to want something fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's kind of the challenge. Because it's, yeah. You know, how do I get them something fun?
That won't be a one day
yeah.
item.
One thing that I think is great is art supplies.
That's because a good one, yeah.
Honestly, all preschoolers love to do art. I mean, they like to do different things. That's kind of the challenge, to find out what kind they will like. But, like, you can always get them crayons or paint, washable paint. You can get them stickers, books.
Big warning signs on that washable paint.
Washable paint. It has to be washable. chalk. You can get them chalk for outside, or you can get them a little, like a little chalkboard for inside with some little chalk. Or there's like some great art kits that you can either buy or put together with just things like pipe cleaners and stickers and googly eyes and that kind of stuff, where you can make a collage.
I don't even know how many popsicle sticks I went through as a child. It had to be at least 10,000.
Did you have to eat all the popsicles?
No. My mom bought them, you know.
Yeah, you ready can buy to the, go. Like those giant boxes.
I would make like log cabins and stuff out of that, and it probably costed my mom like $2.
Yeah. You and know? It kept you entertained for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Worth it. Worth the $2. But so, that, like I said, that's the age where you're going to need some like a nice balance. Because I feel like once you move up into the next age group that I have been talking about, which is the elementary age. So like ages 6 to, I don't know, 12, 10, 12, you know, kind of before that tween age. That's, you can give them something that's not necessarily physical. Especially once you get towards that, the upper range. Because a 10-year-old will be able to understand if you give them an envelope and inside it, you know, says that you're going to plan a whole movie day with them. You know, you're going to go to the movie theater. You're going to go out for dinner. Maybe you're going to, I don't know.
Yeah.
So you're going to add something else. They're going to understand that that's coming. As long as you're doing that pretty close to when they're opening it up.
Yeah.
You know, I would say like within a month. If you say like on this date, we're going to go see a movie. We're going to do all these cool things. They're going to be excited. And like that's going to be a totally worth it present.
Yeah.
But again, this is also the age where you can start buying some board games that are a good mix of fun and educational.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. So the one thing that is always a constant voice in the back of my head is, how do you tell your loved ones to not buy, you know, that cheap stuff that we're talking about?
Yeah. This is something that Andrew and I are still learning.
Yeah.
Because we thought we had made it really clear to our families that, you know, kind of what we were looking for in toys. But our parents, both of, like, kind of all of the grandparents, still felt that they, like, just really wanted to buy these things for them. And, you know, we kept kind of politely, like, saying no or...
Yeah.
And I don't remember, was this birthday or Christmas?
The bear?
Yeah. Well, it was a puppy. It was a puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, honestly, I think she when... was pretty I think young. It was... I think it was actually your baby shower.
Oh, that could be. One of the grandmas, I'm not going to say who because it's not, you know, it was totally out of a loving heart, bought this puppy. And it was a stuffed puppy, but it like sang when you pushed its feet or something. I don't know. And it was something that was just totally not what we wanted.
It was one of those things marked educational as well, which I really didn't see an educational. It wasn't. Like, it's push a button to get satisfactory noises and lights.
Yeah, it really didn't do much. But Andrew and I went back and forth about what we were supposed to do, because we thought we'd been really clear. And so finally, we were just like, well, this was a gift, so why don't we sell it? Yeah. Which sounds that sounds really bad. That sounds so bad. But, I mean, it really was like, because we were going to take that money then and buy a different thing for Mac.
Yeah.
So we did. And then the grandma asked us where it was.
And
we had to kind of fess up to what we had done. And she was really sad.
Yeah. Like, it broke our hearts. Like I'm still sad.
I still feel really bad.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's like, what do you do? And one thing that I like that I've seen is to kind of send a little, like, letter, postcard thing, or, I mean, you can give it to them. And there's, like, cutesy poems you can put on it. You know, you can put on something like, what was the one? One thing to wear, one thing to read, one thing you want, one thing you need.
Yeah.
You know, so kind of, like, just encouraging them, like, to kind of get one thing in each of the categories. I think that's kind of a fun thing, especially once the kids are a little older where maybe they can say what they want, you know, for that one want, like, I want.
Definitely. That when you told me about that, because I think you told me about it, I was instantly in love with that idea, because that gives a better idea of not just buying $100 worth of, you know, stuffed bears, because, yeah, they're not going to care. They might like one of them. They're not going to like the $80 you spent on the other ones.
Yeah. And we've also, we have like Amazon wish lists that we've tried. So then I can, you know, then if they are going to buy something that's more on the toy side of thing, I can kind of direct them to what we're looking for, you know, to something that's a little more higher quality, or something that's, like I would rather have Mac, play with wooden toys versus plastic.
Yeah.
So I can kind of direct them to those wooden toys, you know, versus them just going to a toy store and, you know, I don't know, this plastic thing looks good, you know, and getting kind of overwhelmed. Like, the Amazon wish list is really great, because then you can just send it right to their inbox. They can click on that and be good to go.
So, yeah. Is there anything else we're going to talk about?
I don't know. Again,
I mean, I think we covered a lot of information here.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess if anyone else, like, if you have found a good way to tell your loved ones how to not buy this junk, I would love to know. Like, you can comment on my blog or whatever. I would love to know, because, again, we're still struggling with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because then even once you get the grandparents on board, it's kind of like, okay, well, what about the aunts and the uncles, the great aunts, the great uncles, the friends and the friends of your parents and your – it just, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
But
That's parenting. So, awesome. Well, I think we covered everything we can here. So.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you guys. If you have any questions, there'll be a link in the information section to submit a question. And, you know, we're planning on reading these live on future episodes. So please give us a shout.
And you can check out the holiday gift guides on my blog.
Yeah. QuirkyTheNerd.com. FYI.
We'll probably have a link to that also.
Probably. So. I might put it in. I don't know. Thinking about
if he likes me whenever he edits this.
Yeah. All right, well, happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
We'll see you soon.